Hello, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Our company does the financing for PB Marble Services. I received your online application.
Yes.
Hey, is now an okay time to speak with you?
Sure.
Perfect, perfect. Can I give you my phone number in case we get to get disconnected here?
Yeah, one second. Let me go grab something to write with.
Not a problem.
Okay, go ahead.
So the company is Bank of Cardiff. That's Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
My phone number is 858 866 9102.
Okay.
My name is Ruben Goldstein. I run our company's Stone Finance Division, so I'm pretty familiar with your line of business. I just had a few quick questions for you to get the process started. The first question is, just confirm the business is owned by you and your partner, and your partner is Ryan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long has your company been around for?
5 years
Okay.
since
And
2011.
2011. Okay. How's business?
Business is actually great. We're growing like crazy, and we've been subcontracting the fabrication for the last, 5 years.
Okay.
But we've gotten to a point to where we are growing so fast. Last year we did just over 450,000, and we're projecting we'll do about 600 this year. So we just bought a 6,000 square foot warehouse, and we're getting everything going to start our
Cool.
own shop.
Gotcha. So is the new location the 4445 126 Avenue North?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you said you bought that, so you got a mortgage on it, I assume, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So just a few quick questions. You said you're subcontracting out. So in terms of monthly payments, in terms of how much have you traditionally been spending per month or per week or even per job, subcontracting out this work?
Usually we've been spending, I would say, about 10 grand a month.
Okay, so this is
So
obviously a
that's,
much more. Go ahead.
oh yeah, our new mortgage is only $1,400 a month.
Okay.
So yeah, basically our business plan for us to get financed, we were able to show that by not subcontracting the work, by buying the building, including the mortgage, insurance, taxes, and hiring 4 employees, we would be able to save money from what we were paying in subcontracting the fabrication. And then that allows us to run the showroom and grow the business even larger.
Okay.
So it's a no-brainer really for us.
Okay. And in terms of the saw, so it looks like you're applying for a saw and a dehydrator system, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Have you spoken to the vendor yet? Or do you just find the application online? Are you shopping around for different saws right now?
My partner spoke to the vendor,
Okay.
and he even spoke to a guy that is about maybe 45 minutes away from us, who's had that exact saw for a number of years. So
Which
kind of
guy?
done a little bit of research.
Do you know his name?
I'd have to ask my partner, but I don't know offhand. I think he's in Sarasota somewhere in Florida.
Okay. We finance a lot of customers in Florida. That's why I was curious.
Yeah.
The financing process is pretty simple. I can go over your credit. I can't go over your partner's credit without his permission, of course.
Correct.
But what I will do is I'll shoot you over an email. What I need to qualify you is your last 6 months business bank statements. And besides your mortgage, do you have any other current business loans out right now?
Nope. Everything's paid in full, no credit cards, nothing.
Okay. And then other quick question while I've got you on the line, or let me just walk you through the financing process. So once I get your bank statements, I'll be able to get your file in for approval. It's generally approved within about 2 to 4 hours. Sometimes underwriters will have a few basic questions, but it's not much. In terms of the saw, is the saw that you're looking for ready to ship, or is it in the manufacturing process?
I looked at it, and I believe it was ready to ship, and they gave a date of mid-December. I can't remember what it is, December 20th or something like that.
Gotcha. And then have you put a deposit on this saw yet or no?
No, we didn't want to do anything until we heard back from you guys, and just we don't know the exact process, so.
Okay.
Just wanted to get going on the financing first.
Great. So once I get the bank statements back, our underwriting department actually doesn't work Saturdays. I'm here, it feels like all the time, but we should have an approval for you, I'd say, by Monday afternoon, assuming those bank statements come in by Monday morning.
Okay.
I'll go over some different options. We offer, this is a fixed payment business loan, so it's not going to affect your personal or business credit. That being said, some customers want to, you know, they'll match up the payment to their cost of subcontracting. They'll say, hey, look, I want to pay this off really, really quickly. Other customers, you know, they've got a lot of irons in the fire, and they say, hey, you know, we want to do this with as little money down and as long as possible because, you know, we've got a lot of different things going on. Have you and your partner gone over a monthly payment you feel comfortable? Any estimates here?
That was one question I was going to ask you. Is there a prepayment penalty if we go for a longer duration?
No, actually, on most of our financing, so unlike a mortgage, which is a loan secured against real estate, this is a loan secured against a much less strong asset because we're financing the delivery, the install, sales tax, et cetera. We're financing costs that we really don't get back. So on the vast majority of our programs, it's going to be a fixed payment program, and you actually will often get a discount for paying off early. So instead of actually you having to pay a penalty, you get a discount. So let me give you an idea. Let's say your monthly payment, but it's not like a car loan that separates interest and principal. So let's say your payment, and I'm just giving you a number for argument's sake, is $10 a month. Let's say you have 20 payments left. Your balance is $200. We'll often give a discount depending on what time you are in that program for paying off early. My experience, though, I've been with our firm for 9 years. I've financed thousands of these saws and CNC machines. I actually do the financing for people like Regent Stone Products and Braxton Bragg. One of my reps does their account. Okay. Are you familiar with those companies?
Braxton Bragg, yes.
Yeah, so a rep named Nicole here, she's on my team. She actually handles their account. But the vast majority of customers do not pay these transactions off early simply because they're always reinvesting in their business. What's been the most successful for customers is really coming to an idea of a monthly payment they're comfortable with just because it's because it's something fixed that they can count on. Do you have an idea of a monthly payment you have budgeted or something that would, you know, put you guys in a comfort zone?
We would be comfortable with between, I would say, $500 and $700 a month.
Okay, perfect. So let's kind of go over those numbers. $500, the longest you can do these transactions is 60 months. The industry average is 3 to 4 years. And if you're looking at a $500 a month payment, $500 a month times 60 months would be $30,000. So we would be, the equipment I think though costs 50, correct?
I believe right under, 49 and change. I
okay. So in terms of those estimates, I'm glad you went over them, but your payment's going to be a lot. I'm not here to dissuade you from buying the equipment, but they're going to be a lot higher than that simply due to the amount of money you're financing. To give you a rough idea of where I think you're going to fall into, I think this is just a very, very rough estimate, but on $50,000 saw, you know, not a huge money down program, your monthly payment will probably be around, give or take, $2,100 to $2,400. I'm sorry, I was running a wrong number. Sorry. Give me a second. Yeah, that's a little high. I'm sorry. You'd be looking at, payments of around probably about $1,100 to about $1,250 per month. That's going to be a good idea of a fixed monthly payment note for a five-year term.
Okay.
Last thing, delivery and install. So the way it works is once financing is done, we'll give you a few different options. We pay the vendor. Once the equipment is delivered, we do a site inspection, which means we go out to your location, just like an appraisal, make sure you're happy with the equipment, take any pictures to make sure before final sign-off that you're satisfied with the saw working.
Okay.
All right.
And as far as the, or maybe I'd have to talk to the vendor as far as what we would need to provide for the installation.
Yeah, absolutely. I can answer these questions. It's not say my role, okay. But I know the process. Not a big problem. So the vendor will give you an ETA, and then he'll send you a checklist of things you need to have prepared, such as, you know, forklift, power, water, etc. Those things. I won't do it directly, okay. But he'll communicate. He'll always CC me on the emails. I've worked with this guy for 9 years. I don't know if I finance for just his customer thousands. It's more in the hundreds. But super nice guy, very easy to get along with, and very straightforward on kind of what the expectations are.
Okay, great.
All right. Glad to talk to you. If you have any questions, give me a call. I shot you an email, and just to confirm, the email that I have is clearcutmarbleandgranite mm-hmm. @yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Cool. You have an email in your inbox already.
Okay, beautiful. I'll take a look at that, and anything I need to send you, I'll get it to you right away, and then we'll talk on Monday.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.